in southeast Nebraska. Throughout the rest of this Wednesday, sunny skies, mid-80s. Winds will be from the south at 5 and 10. Tonight, clear skies, upper 50s. Winds will be from the south at 5 and 10. For Thursday, we'll continue with sunny skies with a high near 84. Thursday night, partly cloudy with a low near 61. And Friday, a blend of clouds and sun. We'll see temperatures at 83 degrees. Currently, it's 51.
Having trouble understanding your internet connection? Just think of it in terms of water. The size of a water hose determines how quickly you get water, and the same goes for your internet. A garden hose pumps out less water than a fire hose, just like a 5-meg connection loads pages slower than a 20-meg. At the end of your hose is a sprinkler, which is equivalent to your router. If your sprinkler is old and clogged, it can only push out so much water, no matter how big of a hose it's connected to. For best results, be sure your router is up to date. For more questions, check out our website at bluevalley.net.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. Good Wednesday. Kansas Representative Kevin Yoder says he wants to fix broken private health insurance markets rather than moving the U.S. toward expanded government health coverage. Yoder also called last night in a town hall meeting for greater bipartisanship in Congress. Kevin Yoder spoke to about 100 constituents in the Kansas City suburb of Olathe, and many people in the crowd clapped at the mention of moving forward government-run universal health coverage. Authorities in northeast Kansas say a 56-year-old man drowned after his car was swept away by floodwaters caused by thunderstorms that pummeled the region. The Miami County Sheriff's Office said in a news release yesterday that the body of Robert Dean Schoenhals of Pleasanton was found about 2.5 hours after the accident. Schoenhals tried to drive through high-standing water on a highway when the vehicle hydroplaned, ending up in deep water. Mid-America Network News.
When you're hiring, you want qualified candidates fast, and it can be hard to know where to find them. More than 3 million businesses use Indeed.com, the world's number one job site. Whether you need entry-level or highly skilled employees, Indeed helps you find great talent and make the right hire. Indeed is offering new users a $50 credit to give their first job post premium visibility as a sponsored job. Redeem this offer at Indeed.com/promo. That's Indeed.com/promo. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
We alarm our houses, and we alarm our cars. But when it comes to your personal information, it can be tough to know when something isn't right. That's where Discover Card can help. Now, we'll send you an alert if we find your Social Security number on any one of thousands of risky websites. And this service is free for card members. Just sign up online. It's our way of looking out for you, not just your account. Learn more at discover.com/free alerts. Limitations apply.
A woman is in custody in Saline County after attempting to run over several people with her car Monday night. 42-year-old Jessica Yvette Isaac of Salina charged with 5 counts of aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. According to authorities, Isaac allegedly tried to run over 3 adults and 1-year-old twins on Monday night just after 6 o'clock. KSN-TV reports 23-year-old David Isaac said he saw his wife Jessica driving eastbound when she turned around and attempted to hit him and 2 women he was with. David Isaac pushing 1-year-old twins in a stroller at the time the assault took place. No one was injured in the incident. The Powerball jackpot has increased to $700 million, making it the second largest in U.S. history. The prize for this evening's drawing has grown so massive because it's been more than 2 months since a jackpot winner back on June 10th. The odds of winning the Powerball jackpot? 1 in 292.2 million. Mid-America Network News.
When you bring your vehicle to Voss Motors in Marysville for quality care service, expect more than auto care. They're committed to things like giving you an appointment when you need it, fixing your car right the first time, on time, and giving you a great deal. Voss Motors in Marysville, it's the quality care you deserve.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Wednesday. Authorities have charged a man with killing another inmate during a prison uprising in southeast Nebraska. The Nebraska Attorney General's office said last night in a news release that Eric Ramos is charged with first-degree murder and related crimes in the slaying of Michael Galindo at the Tecumseh State Prison. Authorities say a gymnastics coach accused of producing child pornography in Nebraska and arrested this summer in Kansas is now back in Omaha after fighting extradition. Prosecutors say 27-year-old Bryce Fogg photographed and videotaped females without their knowledge while he worked at a gym in Omaha. And the Powerball jackpot has increased to $700 million, making it the second largest in U.S. history. The prize for tonight's drawing has grown so massive because it's been more than 2 months since a jackpot winner on June 10th. Your odds of winning, 1 in 292.2 million. Mid-America Network News.
There is always a need for agricultural information. There's always a need for grain and cattle quotes. And there's always a need for being aware of how that weather is going to affect your workday. QT Market Center has a toll-free telephone number that may be very important to you when you need this type of information every day. 800-240-8761. When you need that information and realize that you have to wait until you return back home to your computer for news that might be too old to take advantage of, that's when you call 800-240-8761 and subscribe to QT Market Center. You can access all that very focused, up-to-date news, plus quotes, and weather at your fingertips, on your desktop, or on your smartphone and tablet, no matter where you are, no matter what time of day it is. You can access QT News, our real-time commodity news feed, the Resource Center, our database of historic reports, charts, and analysis, and QT Media, our leading group of commodity professionals streaming right to your device, and the weather throughout the day. 800-240-8761, QT Market Center.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marysville USD 364 School Board met in two special sessions Monday evening. A budget hearing was held first. Following discussion, a change was made to the published budget, moving $1 million instead of $900,000 from bond proceeds to the bond and interest fund, and changing the cash reserve in bond and interest to $800,000 instead of $700,000. The budget was approved 6-1. With Steve Schotte voting no. A total mill levy of 57.383 mills represents an increase over the previous year by 2 mills, while the capital outlay will drop from 8 to 7.3 mills as a portion of the bond proceeds were used for tax relief. Over 100 citizens were in attendance for the second meeting regarding personnel. The board immediately went into executive session for 2 hours 20 minutes. No action was taken afterward. It was reported that the elementary, junior, and senior high principals and athletic director were called separately into the executive session. At their monthly meeting last Wednesday, a motion to move the academic enrichment period to 7th hour failed on a tie 3-3 vote. USD 364 board met in executive session for an hour and a half before adjourning at their regular meeting last Wednesday. A semi went off K-148 north of Hanover near the state line and rolled last Monday, injuring the driver. Frank McAndrews of Ute, Iowa, was transported by EMS to Hanover Hospital. Hanover Fire Department and Kansas Department of Transportation both responded to assist with the accident. Multiple charges are pending against a Washington man. Gunnar Zedek was arrested after response to a domestic disturbance call Saturday at 212 West 5th Street and faces charges of domestic battery, criminal damage to property, and escape from custody. He was also found to have warrants out of Riley County and is being held in the Washington County Jail. Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks says invasive zebra mussels have been found in Tuttle Creek Reservoir. The population is currently small, but no means to eliminate the problem exists. They can clog intake pipes and create related problems. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens lunch menu today, chicken parmesan, noodles, garlic bread, Brussels sprouts, and pears. Tomorrow, cream chicken on a biscuit, mixed veggie, fritigello, and a no-bake cookie. KNDY News Time is 7:13.
With United Bank and Trust online banking, you have access to your hometown bank 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year at ubankonline.com. You can view account balances, access statements, and transfer money between your UBT accounts. You can also view account activity, pay bills, and even make loan payments without being limited by banking hours. Simply visit ubankonline.com to learn more. Online banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome to Feldkamp's Furniture in Marysville. Did you know Feldkamp's is more than just furniture? Let's talk appliances. The Appliance Center is stocked with all the latest brands and styles, like a Frigidaire freestanding range with roomy double ovens, perfect for your fall baking. What else can you get? How about flooring? Personally installed by owners John and Andy. Choose from carpet, vinyl, tile, and plank flooring from brands like Shaw, Mohawk, and Southwind. With quick and easy 12 months free financing right in the store, the hardest part about shopping at Feldkamp's will be deciding which room to start with.
Here's your KNDY WeatherEye forecast powered by weatherology.com for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Well, not a whole lot going on across the central and upper parts of the Midwest, thanks to a high-pressure system that will remain overhead, bringing us sunny skies all the way through the end of the week. We do have a low that will form out of the Rockies, bringing some rain showers possible Friday night, continuing into the weekend. Temperatures will remain right around the mid-80s as well. So looking at the forecast, throughout the rest of this Wednesday, sunny skies, mid-80s. Winds will be from the south at 5 and 10. Tonight, clear, will drop down upper 50s. Winds will be from the south between 5 and 10. For Thursday, we'll have sunny skies, 84. Winds will be from the south between 5 and 10. Thursday night, partly cloudy with a low near 61. As into Friday, a blend of clouds and sun with a high near 83. Friday night, we could see a chance for some rain showers late with a low near 61. And Saturday, chance of rain, high near 84. This is meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature late August, 88. Record high on the state, 103 in 1936. The average low, 65. The record low, 48, back in 1889. Sunset this evening, 8:06. Sunrise in the morning at 6:44. 52 degrees is just 4 degrees off that record low that goes back to 1889. Winds are light this morning in Marysville with sunshine. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Wednesday, the 23rd of August. KNDY News Time is 7:16. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Is your concrete looking a little rough? Let Inline Construction pour a new patio, sidewalk, or driveway to complement your home or business. We offer stamped and stained concrete for a unique and custom look. Inline can also replace or add a concrete approach for your commercial building or farm shed. Call Inline today at 562-5525 for all your concrete needs.
Kyrie gets his wish and heads to Beantown, the Cubs rally in Boston and Cleveland, the baseball version. Hi, everybody. Todd Ant reporting on sports. Well, Kyrie Irving wanted out of Cleveland, and so the All-Star guard is off to Boston. The Celtics send Isaiah Thomas, Jay Crowder, Andy Zisich, and Brooklyn's 2018 first-round draft pick to the Cavs. Boston GM Danny Ainge.
It is a great value that we're giving up, but, you know, acquiring a 25-year-old perennial All-Star, we're excited to have Kyrie.
The first game of next season, Boston at Cleveland. Ben Zobrist was part of a seventh-inning rally that helped the Cubs blow past the Reds.
Hamilton won't get it! That ball is going to one-hop the wall!
On WSCR, Cubs 13-9 over the Reds. Red Sox starter Doug Fister gave up a home run in the first, and that was it, and he had plenty of support.
He's at the track to the wall, and she's gone! Jackie Bradley tags number 14.
On WEEI, Boston 9-1 over Cleveland. In Pittsburgh, big night for Chris Taylor. 3 hits, and he drove in 3 runs for the Dodgers.
There's a base hit to right field. That will break up the 5-5 tie as Gonzalez scores.
On KLAD, the Dodgers get the 8-5 road win over the Pirates. Matt Wieters' 2-run blast was the difference in Houston.
Fastball driven deep to right center field for Wieters. This one is tattooed. Reddick way back there at the wall, and this one is off the wall, and it is gone.
On WJFK, the Nats knock off the Astros 4-3. Gary Sanchez homered twice, including an estimated 493-footer in Detroit.
The pitch is swung on and hit in the air to deep left. It is high. It is far. It is gone. What a home run.
Albert Pujols hit his 610th home run, passing Sammy Sosa for eighth all time and most by a foreign-born player. The Angels ripped the Rangers 10-1. UFC light heavyweight champion John Jones was notified Tuesday of his second potential violation of the anti-doping policy and could face a lengthy suspension. Todd Ant, ABC Sports.
Young farmers, here's news for you. National Farmers Organization will host a Farm Starts program Wednesday, August 30th at the Kleinfelter Barn near Hiawatha. It's all about organic grain, production, marketing, crop insurance, soil health, and more. Farm Starts runs 9 to 4 Wednesday, August 30th at the Kleinfelter Barn near Hiawatha. It's free. Sign up at nationalfarmers.com/farmstarts. Go to nationalfarmers.com/farmstarts.
With this Ag News update powered by AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers. Producers received two favorable decisions on regulatory matters a few days back as a federal court ruled earlier some 63,000 producers could not be exempted from EPA's air emissions reporting requirement, but the agency still doesn't know how it will handle that requirement. So National Pork Producer Council spokesman Dave Warner said the D.C. U.S. Court of Appeals granted a delay.
The EPA got a delay until mid-November on, you know, actually enforcing this. If it doesn't know how it's going to, we're now talking about reporting emissions, and, you know, it's hard for farmers to estimate how much is actually coming off of their farm. We actually had a study done a few years ago by Purdue, a two-year study of emissions from farms. EPA was going to use that data to kind of set some standards, and it still hasn't gotten around to that.
Meanwhile, another requirement producers consider onerous, the Waters of the U.S., or WOTUS, is likely to be ditched. The EPA this week also extended until September 27th the public comment period on the Trump administration's plan to repeal that much-criticized WOTUS rule.
We're confident it's very horrible, badly written regulation will go away, but EPA just wants to get all of the comments in on how to go about rescinding it. And then it will work with agriculture and other regulated communities to come up with something that will actually protect our nation's water without potentially killing businesses and farmers.
Major farm groups, home builders, and others spent years fighting the proposal defended by environmental groups. Reliable and relevant, AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead. Farmers and ranchers now have until September 27th to submit comments in support of the Environmental Protection Agency ditching the 2015 Waters of the U.S. rule. That rule, which was halted by the courts, had more to do with controlling land than protecting water and only created confusion for farmers, according to American Farm Bureau Federation Senior Director of Regulatory Relations, Don Parrish.
Those laws and those regulations were so broad, in fact, that it allowed the agency to blur the distinction between regulating water and land use. Or in other words, allowed the agency to regulate land use by just claiming the land was water. So it was really problematic for farmers and ranchers.
Parrish says farmers and ranchers have been calling on the EPA to ditch the flawed WOTUS rule since it was proposed, and that their input is just as important today as environmental groups launch their own campaigns to protect this federal land grab.
It is equally important to have our voices heard. This rule had a detrimental impact on the farmer's ability to utilize his land, and we think it is critical that farmers submit comments in support of withdrawing this rule.
And Parrish says it's very easy for farmers and ranchers to submit their comments to the EPA directly or through AFBF's website, which is fb.org.
Well, we'd really like you to go out to the American Farm Bureau's website. We have an opportunity for you to submit comments through our website, or you can go to the EPA's website. They're soliciting comments. It doesn't have to be very detailed comments, but just add your name to a list of growing farmers and ranchers that understand that this rule was a significant overreach, did not comply with the statutory requirements that Congress put into place, and support the administration's effort to withdraw this rule.
Once again, the comments period will close on September 27th. Ag News, Mid-America Ag Network.
There's always a need for agricultural information. There's always a need for grain and cattle quotes. And there's always a need for being aware of how that weather is going to affect your workday. QT Market Center has a toll-free telephone number that may be very important to you when you need this type of information every day. 800-240-8761. When you need that information and realize that you have to wait until you return back home to your computer for news that might be too old to take advantage of, that's when you call 800-240-8761 and subscribe to QT Market Center. You can access all that very focused, up-to-date news plus quotes and weather at your fingertips, on your desktop, or on your smartphone and tablet. No matter where you are, no matter what time of day it is, you can access QT News, our real-time commodity news feed, the Resource Center, our database of historic reports, charts, and analysis, and QT Media, our leading group of commodity professionals streaming right to your device, and the weather throughout the day. 800-240-8761, QT Market Center.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most essential industry, which is agriculture, as we all know. Well, part of agriculture is gardening. Lots of farmers have gardens, and lots of Midwest farmers and city folks, too, with gardens are having some problems this year. More about that after this.
The folks at Wink Products Company want to help make your life easier with a family of professional strength cleaning products that really work. Wink Rust Stain Remover is the number one liquid rust stain remover in the country. This professional strength formula dissolves the ugly rust stains on white sinks and toilet bowls, color-fast fabrics, and carpets. This little brown bottle has been around for 69 years, and it's still number one. To learn where to find quality Wink products, check us out at WHINK.com.
Okay, let's bring in the garden expert to talk about problems and challenges. His name is Jim Fizell. He is an ornamental horticulturalist. Let's just call him a garden expert. And what's going on, Jim?
Well, there are some challenges, as a matter of fact. And, you know, the summer started out strangely, and it continues. It's either too wet or too dry or it floods. We haven't had a lot of heat, just a few spurts of it, but it shows up in the garden. One of the things I've noticed is wilting in the garden. Now, it's very interesting because it doesn't matter whether a plant is too wet or too dry, it's going to wilt if it doesn't have oxygen around its roots or a little bit of moisture and it can't pick it up. So before you do any watering, you need to make sure that your plants are actually dry. Now, I've had some in my tomato row, I've got one end that's low, and I noticed that those plants were wilting about 3 or 4 days after a good rain. So I went out, and before I turned the hose on, I thought, I better do a little digging. So I did a little digging around there and found out the ground was absolutely saturated beneath that. So I cultivated it to get the air down to the roots, and they did perk up, and they're fine now. But that's a problem, especially this year where we've had flooding rains in some places where we get 2-3 inches of rain in just a short period of time, not to mention the areas where they get more than that and the ground is actually underwater for a period. If you can get the plants to dry out, they'll be okay. If you can't get them to dry out, they're just going to expire. So do make sure that they're dry before you water. Foliar diseases are a problem because it's been so wet, even in the perennial garden, especially in the vegetable garden, but the perennial garden, a lot of the low-grower things like hosta and so forth have leaf spot, which we don't really see very often. Now, the best thing you can do is to pick off the damaged leaves as soon as you notice them. There's always the question of fungicides. I'm hesitant to do that in the vegetable garden because fungicides are okay on some plants but not others. You have to read the label very carefully to make sure that it's safe on whatever you have. My inclination is you have so many tomato plants, only a few of them. It's not hard to go out and pick the leaves off or off the bean plants or whatever to get rid of that problem. Other problems with the tomatoes. A lot of people have just tons of tomatoes, all green, not ripening.
And Jim Fizell will talk about what to do with those green tomatoes tomorrow, back after this.
The Nordis Motor Company in Marysville has the new 2017 Chevy Silverado pickups. 1500 model 4x4 is available in regular, double, and crew cab. They have the extended cab Chevy Colorado. And check out the High Country Edition, available at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville today.
If you eat, you're involved in agriculture. Farming America is a presentation of the Tribune Radio Network. I'm Steve Alexander.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
Hey, did you go to the mall without me?
What are you talking about?
Your outfit, it's super cute. I know you went to the mall.
No, I stayed right around here. I just went to Fashion Direct in Marysville. They have, how shall I put this, super cute clothes. And the staff was awesome. They helped me find a shirt to go with my skirt for a perfect look. And hey, look at my necklace.
That's awesome. When are you going back?
Next week. I decided I needed a new pair of boots, too. Fashion Direct, just off Pony Express Highway in Marysville, Kansas, where great prices come with friendly service.
Even if it's been years since you graduated, your college team is your team for life. Well, you can have a Farm Bureau agent for life, and auto, and home, and business insurance. Imagine that. One insurance agent for everything. It's that simple. So get a Farm Bureau agent for life.
See Marvin Kramer in Marysville or Bryce Leonard in Washington, your Farm Bureau insurance agents.
Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company, Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company.
Kansas, Mid-American Network Sports, good Wednesday. Danny Duffer and four relievers combined on a two-hitter, helping the Kansas City Royals hold off the Colorado Rockies 3-2 last night. Duffy took a no-hitter into the sixth inning and retired the first two batters before walking DJ LeMahieu and allowing a homer to Nolan Arenado. The Rockies' third baseman squared up a 1-1 pitch and hit it out for his 28th home run. Duffy, who was 0-2 with a 6.35 ERA in his first three starts in August, was removed after six innings and 88 pitches. He walked three and struck out seven. Duffy walked Arenado in the first and Trevor Story in the fifth for the only other base runners that he permitted. Scott Alexander got his first career save with two pitches. Again, the Royals over the Rockies 3-2 last night. Kansas, Mid-America Network Sports.
Rock and roll.
Country music.
Butter sculptures.
Twinkly lights.
Cowboys on the Ferris wheel.
Funnel cakes.
Tractor pulls.
Freedom.
Find your fun at the Kansas State Fair, September 8th through the 17th in Hutchinson. Tickets are on sale now. Most Nextech wireless grandstand tickets include gate admission if you purchase by August 20th. For ticket info, go to KansasStateFair.com.
Did I mention cowboys?
Yes.
Woo-hoo! Get your fair on.
So, you say you like bingo. Well, how does this sound? Prairie Bend Casino has the friendliest bingo facility and features. You better be sitting for this. 400 seats with cell phone chargers, 200 handheld electronic bingo devices, in-house progressive jackpots, hot balls, and bonanzas, and play bingo from Planet Bingo with two large progressives, event tickets, pool tabs, lots of snacks, and bottled beer. Plus, we're connected to 15 other bingo facilities nationwide. Woo! So, how do you like bingo now? Check out new programs, pricing, and packages at prairieband.com/bingo. Minimum age to play is 18.
The Dallas Mavericks have signed free agent center Jeff Whitney, who spent the past two seasons with the Utah Jazz. The 7-foot Whitney averaged 2.9 points and rebounds in 51 games last season. He made one start. He has career averages of 3.3 points and 2.6 rebounds in four seasons with New Orleans and Utah. Whitney was a four-year player at KU. Combat sports and TV experts say the Conor McGregor-Floyd Mayweather fight should be the biggest pay-per-view event in history, with more than 50 million watching it in the U.S. In fact, Saturday night's fight threatens the pay-per-view revenue record set by Mayweather and Manny Pacquiao 2 years ago. McGregor's UFC fans and the curious drawn by his trash-talking could help this event dwarf the overall viewership record, as people have family and friends over for an hour of escapism. Mid-America Network Sports.